It's 647, 1110 KBND, and Dave Jarvis is in with today's sports.
Thank you, Frank. This is exciting. The NFL lockout might be in its final stages. A report published on ESPN says there could be a collective bargaining agreement in place between the NFL and its players in time for the deal to be ratified during league meetings on July 21st. The report says a handshake deal could be in place within 7 to 10 days. I certainly do hope so. New York Yankees second baseman Robinson Cano captured the 2011 home run derby, beating Boston first baseman Adrian Gonzalez. Cano, who was in the derby for the first time in his career, smacked a final round record 12 long balls to beat Gonzalez. Cano says he was very excited after his walk-off blast to win the derby.
It was a great feeling. I mean, it's like, when you hit base hit in the game, last inning, to win a game, you know, you get that excited.
The two captains for their respective leagues, Milwaukee's Prince Fielder and Boston's David Ortiz, were eliminated in the second round. The AL hit a record 76 dingers in the event to just 19 for the National League. Lineups are set for tonight's All-Star Game. The Phillies' Roy Halladay and the Angels' Jared Weaver are the starting pitchers. And Cowlitz got a bottom of the ninth inning run and walked away with a 4-3 win over the Bend Elks. The Cubs traded leads throughout the game before the walk-off single finished it off. Bend is now 17-13 on the season. The same two teams begin a three-game series tonight at Vince Jenna Stadium, where it's $2 Tuesday. First pitch set for 6:35. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.